Blog Talk Radio.
Out of your closet, yeah. I got the door, and
even getting fingered while supposedly getting a regular massage.
Yeah,
and I thought you said something about fisting as well.
Yeah.
One lady had a whole fist stuck in her vagina.
My mind's telling me no. Come.
Crazy beat.
My body telling me yes. It's amazing how you knock me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak.
Make sure you stay tuned in for next
week. We're doing this all late.
How y'all doing on this beautiful Saturday? We are back. It's the Turn Up Adult Party.
Last Saturday of the old year.
Last Saturday of the old year. That's me, Mr. Fly.
Your girl, Sugar Jane.
And Crazy B.
And, yes, on this last Saturday of the year, we're going to try to get y'all freaky, you know, because New Year's is coming up. We got
to
get you.
It's
going to be cold, so you might want to
stay warm.
And snuggle up, you know.
Get your booty rubbed on.
Get some firecrackers for the kids, you know, watch the money go up with smoke, because that's what we do. You buy it, and you light it up, and it blows up into flames. Have some fun while you're going to be careful out there in the streets. There's going to be a lot of drunk and idiots. Please, no shooting in the sky.
Yeah.
Because bullets do fall and kill.
What goes up must come down.
We want to enjoy our holiday this holiday season.
This is wet up outside. People might not set their neighbors' houses on fire.
Hey, you know, that just makes it even better. The houses are already
wet. Get on shot.
You know, the houses are already wet, so you ain't got to worry about burning them down. So, sitting up the big old warming candles,
thank
baby.
You, Mother Nature. I want to get into a topic of my own. Oh, excuse me.
Well, yeah, you're going to just start burping. Well, you know, that's a good topic. How to burp.
I want to get into this topic of females who have yeast infections and swear to God they're nutting on their man's dick. It's nutting
straight nasty.
Yeah, nut, I'm sorry.
Right, since you're
going
to
have to get it out. Nut is not chunky and cottage cheese-like. If your vagina itches a little bit, you might have a yeast infection. You need to go get it checked. You might have a UTI. Something is wrong. Nut is not cottage cheese. Creamy white.
I believe that females, you've been having this vagina long enough, and if you're
you need to know what's going on.
You should know if your vagina is clean or not for sex. But, you know, there are some very sexy, funky cheese.
And females ignore that shit.
And dudes will jump right off in it, and we're about the next day tell them, so it could be itchy. You think it got something? Chlamydia, man, brother. You know what I'm saying? The gout, the clap, round of applause.
I think you can get gout.
The gout in your dick. That's when your shit starts cracking up.
Or dudes, if you see something, I know y'all look at the vagina before y'all go in it. If you see that she has chunky white stuff, that's a yeast infection. You too will contract that yeast infection.
Now, you may not think it's a yeast infection, but you will have some urinary burns and sensations, and you might just think it's a tingle, and then you're itching, and you wonder why your cock itching on the inside, like you got ants biting on you, you know?
I think guys got to go get antibiotics. Women can go to the pharmacy and get some Monistat or something.
And
yeah.
If you've never been checked for STD, fellas, they stick a swab down your penis tip. And it does not feel good, and you stick it down in there, and you swirl it around. And yes, that's how they get in it. So you want a big old cotton ball stuck up your penis tip, go
yeah,
ahead on
the
hit
the big ones that they have in the doctor's office. Not like the ones you clean your ear with, like the big ones. That's what they use?
Yeah, it's long.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's long, and then it's long, so they got to get down up in a tube. They got to go down your urethra tube.
And that just be rough.
Really
with
rough
it.
With
yeah.
it. And then it's female no doctor, so they don't care. They just like, give me that.
Yeah.
Ah,
the Even as the gynecologist, I find female doctors are more rough. Like,
yeah.
You have a vagina. My male gynecologist is so gentle. Like,
so she plays the twat, you know. You want to play that twat. You want to make sure you don't feel uncomfortable.
No, the female doctor who had to check me one time,
that man one,
She almost, she almost fucking killed me. She didn't.
See, you gotta think about it. See, a man, he gonna make sure he all lubed up and he gonna go in there nice and slow because while he's enjoying this, this woman not enjoying going to you. She's trying to stick a finger in there, see what's going on, and get it out.
My male doctor has.
Of course, he's enjoying it. Any kind of psychologist that put his fingers in coochie and got a wife enjoys going in another woman's coochie without having to be fussed at by his wife.
Shut up. He had, you know.
Hey, Dr. Ives, he said it's the best.
Oh, God. You know, male, you're supposed to lube your fingers up before you stick them in there to feel up here where your ovaries and stuff.
Yeah, they're doing a nice and
easy. The female doctor, she did not. She went, poof.
Of course, because she don't want to pull with your vagina and get it all lubricated
first.
Like,
that shit is painful. And even if they stick the thing, if y'all don't know what, pap smear tools look like.
The ducks from the gynecologist, you got to get some duck mouths.
Like,
stick it up in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, the women don't care. They ain't trying to play with your vagina. Them men playing with it, and they taking their time with it. You think they trying to rush you out there? It's vagina. Ain't nobody about to rush you out of the room where he can play with his vagina and not get in trouble with. You can't even say it's sexual harassment. He can rub on it 2 feet, 5 miles away.
Yes.
And you can't even be like, sexual harassment. He'd be like, well, baby, I'm just trying to check the sidewalls, make sure you ain't got nothing to bend that wrong. Make sure you let them never know.
You wouldn't be a gynecologist.
Why would I? Why would I want to be? I want to sit down and
you
smell
just said,
vagina all day. Yeah.
Like, how
they
do women,
know exactly where they need to touch in.
Yes.
Yeah, because your number 500 that came in here, he probably had to put his finger in
women,
that.
How do women go up in the gynecologist with a smell and an infection?
Because
in their
it stinks. You could go home and wash
your
clean.
Like, fix me. But my problem is, like, okay, when I go in there and they make you put your feet in the forceps, I just close my knees until he gets in there, and even when he's in there standing there talking to me,
oh,
I tell my
oh,
doctor.
So you let the wolf come out at once. You wait. He's like, all right, over your leg, and he's just like,
no, yeah. He tries to tell you, and then I'm sitting down there, and he's like, I need you to scoot back.
I need you to relax.
Yes, I need you to
put it in the table.
And it's like,
I need you to relax.
Yeah.
Open
your
leg. Put it in my face.
Yes.
Come up, right here. Let me see.
And I'm looking
at
like, how much further are you going
to
go?
I'm going to
fall off the bed.
All the way to the edge, just the way I like the women.
And then he pulls the light out.
Oh, he really trying to see.
Yeah, the light. Do the
women do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So the light is right there next to the bed. They need that.
It's connected
right
to the bed.
Well.
So if y'all never had a pap smear, go get it, you dirty bitch.
Hey, with that, we will be back. Go get a pap smear and clean your coochie out before and don't say that you're coming when you're having yeast infection. So for that, with all the ladies that is clean, I was about to say it in correct grammar, that is clean, this is for you.
You made a grammatical error. You made it for that.
Oh, give it. Be my I don't want to, 'cause
cause you're so damn fine. And I heard that you were taking that don't have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone about your fantasy. Not to get it on when you need me, I will be there for you, my sweet lady. Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me, my sweet lady. Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime?
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Honey came in and she called me.
Made this thing complicated. It's a parasol on extreme restraint. You can save up to 85% off. Items are reduced up to 55% off.
Plus well, Josephine, I'm down that fucker right in the pussy.
With the code of 2018. So I don't know if then you get 55% off, then you get 50% off, which means you got 5% in credit.
They're giving you $5 in the product.
And the product. You get, I don't know if this is true. You might want to check this website, get up on it before they
it might
break
or it might pitch the ass or your vagina
free.
Lip or something.
It's free and it's $5. $5.
So they're pretty much paying you to try these sex restraints.
You're damn right. Like
this is on
their tongue. That is the Lick It Vibrator. It's a tongue vibrator for people that like to lick it.
If y'all want a tongue vibrator, we got a video going on in here, y'all. Oh, follow us on our social media.
$3.95 with 85% off and another 55% off and then 55 and then 50% off there, so it should be like 5 cents.
Licky, licky.
You don't think that would come off of your tongue?
Yeah, how does it stick on there? Like,
you have to have a tongue ring? Was it what?
It looks like a tongue cover.
A condom for your tongue?
That's what it looked like if you just slide the whole sheet over your tongue.
Let's see. Yeah, that's about what it, yeah. A sheet.
Yeah,
I don't think that'll work.
It's like a sheet. I don't think that would work. It looks like it would choke somebody. It looks like
yeah,
like
if
a
it slides off.
Terrible, does not hold on tongue well.
Why would you think it would? Like
awful use,
your
solo.
Tongue is wet.
Why would you use this by yourself? What? Awful use solo. What? The the vibration lasts.
Just stick it on your clit.
Zero
right, just two fingers.
Power. Oh, so it said it has no pressure on it and there's no power in it. And it lasts under 40 minutes and extra few bucks for...
Oh, great. Oh,
yes, so... For $3, you can get this half-ass priced bad product from
For anybody who doesn't know, I don't know how to flip it around. We are on an adult podcast, y'all.
And that is the screen.
Do not buy this.
Do not buy this. Apparently, it does not work.
Why does that tongue look like a little whoopee cushion?
Because it's probably squishing the tongue and making it fall
at the side. I believe so. All right, well, that's from Extreme Restraints. They got other products. Y'all can go check it out. Y'all go see what they got.
Yes,
just because you're telling y'all about the
Eden Fantasies right now. EdenFantasies.com has 85% off all of their holiday toys.
Seems like everybody got some 85 going on. Let's check out M.E.
You're in clearance. Everybody's got some clearances going on. So you can get up on these sites and get things 2017 toys before they start putting out 2018 toys. Got things starting at the 9.95. Right? AdamandEve.com for the 9.95. You did all kind of stuff
and
there.
Other
okay.
thing.
It looks like a candy cane.
Adam and Eve Candy Cane Dreams Glass Dildo.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, a glass one.
Yeah, what kind of glass stuff that?
Glass butt beads. Do y'all know about the dildo that you could put your lover's ashes in?
So and ashes in a dildo.
They have a box where it releases their scent. Like you put their cologne in there, it releases their scent, and you have a dildo. It's a hollow dildo, and you put your lover's ashes in there, so your lover is fucking you with their while they're dead.
I have a family member who collects ashes. So,
yes.
I wonder if she has
ashes to her. She'll build them for you.
Right. I wonder if she ever had the urge to do that with any of those ashes that she.
I've heard of people making diamonds out of people's ashes and necklaces and little things like that, but not a dildo. I don't think if my husband died, I would. I don't want if my husband died. I don't want his ashes just in my vagina. Like, I would put him, I don't know. I think I would make a diamond out of him. I don't know about the dildo thing. That's just pushing it a little too far.
Maybe you should do that product we talked about last week and clone it.
Yes.
Clone
you
it.
Can.
While he's alive.
It's like a.
While he's alive.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's like a mold of your man's penis. That makes more sense.
Clone a Willie.
Speaking about willies, let's get on this premature pre-ejaculation topic. Most men can't last longer than a minute in the bed. So Dr. Oz has given some tips that you take well-known aphrodisiacs like horny goat weed and things like that. And they also have a pill that has come out. It's called Fertesto Virility Booster Pills with TRTT
Virility,
I'm sorry, with TRTT technology. If you look at their website, they are offering a free risk-free trial for your first bottle. You pay for shipping, and you take a pill 15 minutes before sex. Or contact your nearest drug dealer and get some ecstasy. We are condoning street drugs.
I mean, people know
ecstasy is the best drug for you to have in the bedroom.
Yeah. But see, also don't, Viagra does not help.
That's kind of fun, though. Actually, just go to the store and get you some horny goat weed.
Yes, those are what, $3?
Yeah, some expense. Or whatever that you may want to give you all kind of problem.
GNC
things.
Might have some stuff.
GNC got some things. You can also get you some off of the website. Right? Like these sexual aid enhancers. And if you're pre-ejaculate and, you're coming really fast, that means basically you are too excited or, you just got too much blood flow. You need to thicken it up, and that way you do that with a lot of foreplay, things to keep the blood from rushing. You just need some foreplay in some of these extents. So maybe just eat you a lot of good oysters and asparagus and, all these aphrodisiacs that would definitely enhance your virility and your stamina and your time. And then and if you're coming really fast, maybe you just have a cool woman. She just doesn't know what she's doing, She just can't keep you up long enough to want to, keep going. Check out all of these sources, Check out the plot. Check out the age and the helps and whatever else you need because we know some fellas, just can't keep it up.
Yeah. It's okay, but it might ruin your relationship or your marriage.
No, you ain't got to just leave it on the fellas, ladies, please. If you got that dry vagina, please bring some goddamn lubrication in something, because dry vaginas are a turnoff. We can definitely feel it once we put it in there, and now we're trying to nut as fast as we can, and we're trying to get out of there because it's uncomfortable and it's not fun. So if the man is trying to help you have sex with you and get up out of there, do something with your vagina. Exercise your vagina. Go do some leg crunches. Walk. Do some knee presses. Some something. Get that thing tight. Because, your man might just be rushing on you.
Don't tell nobody we're starting a live over here.
Well, I mean, I was doing y'all own live, so I do my live then. And we're sitting right here looking at all of these different toys up on here on Adam and Eve. Yes, go on, Adam and Eve. Y'all can check out and see all of these different gadgets and toys, restraints,
it's a restraint. It looks like a swing.
The
beginner
bondage fantasy.
Is it a
swing? It kind of looks like it.
You got your sex ring, if you ain't got a sex ring, you got a big enough house, get yourself a sex ring.
Yeah, and also if you don't have no place to put the sex ring, put it on your door.
Do not try this alone.
You might get stuck.
This is very Photoshop, but Yes, it's chair strength.
Kind of sexy.
Who has a chair like that? Right.
Like just a big
ass. How are you going in there?
Behind this Victoria chair.
How
was
you getting there? Like this?
I know her bottom of her calf hurt, though.
Yeah. Right. What is she going like? What does the man have to go like this?
Right. He can't even get up on it. Look at this curve, y'all. Y'all see her? Y'all have to Facebook Live, y'all see a purse.
Yeah. I'm serious, I'm wondering how he gets up in there. Like, does he flip the chair back? The chair
He's got a big piece of wood in his way.
Something. Once again, they're trying to sell you these shadows.
Your stroke ain't long enough for that.
The shapes are good enough. Cuts are nice and stuff. The attached forming is
good. All that good stuff. But what is it good enough? Anybody ain't doing a damn chair. That looks very
Try it on the door. Like, I've seen a lot of people with good reviews from the door.
When we moved in our house, they had a hook, and I believe a sex swing was hung there.
Or a sex pole. You never know what was hanging around the big nest.
Yeah.
Really? So, if you ain't got those pole, get yourself a pole. They're cheap, too. I think they run about $30. Get your pole.
And the pictures.
But
and the video.
Don't get a pole that's, you're trying to hook to you because I've seen a lot of things on Facebook and Instagram. You're trying to go buy these cheap ass poles that you just, push
in the ground.
And they end up on the ground. And it's you want that connected to the ceiling on the floor, please.
They've got some pretty good ones. you know, you can find them high quality. Just don't spend less than $100 on it. It will end up on the floor.
You know, Valentine's coming up, right? Look at these. They got the Natty Candy butt plugs. You know, little hot candy.
Oh, they're so cute.
Look at
those
that.
Are cute. Oh, my God.
I wish we could show that, but we got it. It's up there. Okay.
Well,
so,
I'm
going to
show Facebook Live.
They're
if
like,
y'all want butt plugs,
the little
park
candies
shape.
Nobody likes, but I like them. I like the pink and white ones.
I like the yellow ones. They're bananas.
Little
are cute butt plugs for Valentine's Day, y'all.
Get you some little hot butt plugs. They just regular butt plugs with the little hot stamps on the end. It's pretty cool. You know, you guys like butt plugs. Give us some butt plugs. You know, you like butt stuff. Get some butt stuff.
We all like butt stuff.
You know,
butt stuff. Kind of looks like a contour brush with a heart on
it. Yes,
it
does. But it's for your butt.
Oh, they even got the vibrating butt plugs. You like butt plugs that vibrate?
Hey,
they got vibrating butt plugs. Look at that. And this is a bestseller. And it looks like a wireless.
If you're around a kid, I would close off this video. It's about...
What is this, a speaker?
Yes, it's about a sec. No, okay. It's probably the remote. Like the panties.
First amazing vibrating butt plug in that.
And it probably is the remote. That's pretty cool.
My mom's friend is watching.
Tell her what's up. Actually, she likes butt stuff. You like butt stuff?
This is a sexual podcast going on. So if you don't like sex,
get up off our podcast, Bust
yeah,
Up.
I'm giving you a fair warning if you're around kids.
That's what some of our toys that we like to always go about. We talked about the guys need more virility. You know, ooh, the spider will start popping, y'all. It's popping out there. Definitely make sure, you know, you talk to your partners about things that you like and you don't like. You know, communicate. Communication is great.
Even role play. Your partner wants role play, like, it might be awkward for you, but do it for them. That might really turn them on, and it will add a whole new perspective into your sex.
In fact, one of our listeners had contacted me wrote this as a comment. Her and her husband go out in public and pretend like they're meeting on the first time, you know, and then he ends up saying, ooh, come to my hotel room or something like that, you know, and then they spend the whole night together pretending that they just met each other for the first time. That is cool.
Cool. Yeah, so do stuff like that, role play.
So it must make the sex a lot better.
You walk up to her and call her Jane. You know what I'm saying? And
that was Jane, though.
I didn't know you was, I thought you were from Maya. You know, so definitely go out and have fun with your girl, you know, meet up at random places, act like you don't know each other, you know, meet up at restaurants, look across tables, do crazy stuff, act like you never know each other.
Or even dress up.
You know, right, dress up. I might come out looking like Rick James one day. You know what I'm saying? Come look on the side of your face.
It's not Rick James. Don't lick nobody's face.
I ain't gonna lick nobody's face. Wash your face, too. Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. Make sure y'all clean your phones, because 80% of people's cell phones that you use have feces on it. So
yes,
please don't be using
the
phone. And because they're going to the bathroom with their phone.
I've
seen
somebody lick their screen and wipe it on their shirt to clean it. That's
no. That. You know what's probably else on that screen, too, that you're licking? Butt stuff.
Right.
Hey, butt stuff. That's all you're licking.
Bambi said you're looking good, Jenna.
Hey, Bambi.
Oh, God.
So, we're going to be back with some more of this music. We chilling. We vibing. Y'all can vibe with us, you know. This is what we do. And
the Adult Saturday Night Podcast.
Yes, it is. See you in a second.
Love and drive. in your walk, in your vibe, make me wanna try it like a lack spinning rim. I love it when you ride it. You a Italian baby, you know you got body. You working that thing, you working that thing.
If you are getting freaky, put a leg a little higher and put a pillow under your back, baby. Arch it.
And put it on Facebook Live. Let us see. We want to see it.
Pornhub is paying for amateur videos.
And Pornhub popping up the payment for amateur videos. So if you done made you that porn mode, go ahead and send it to Pornhub. I'll send it to us so we can just look at it.
Yeah. you had some tricks that you think we
can write to the Turn Up Radio, the Turn Up Night Show at gmail.com. We want to see your amateur poem. You know, we like to see that. We might have to put up on our website so we get 1 minute.
They always talk about how they have so many accessories and so many costumes for women that they should have more stuff for men.
Yeah.
So we were just looking at costumes for men.
Woo!
And we want to know what you guys wear at home for your ladies. And if you would be interested in being a Jolly Rancher.
Or
wearing a tuxedo.
Or even the zebra one.
Or do you wear your booty shorts to bed?
What about the uniball? Y'all got the uniball down? You want to let one of your balls hang out and one ball stay warm? The uniball. Never heard of uniball Jones?
No,
that's what they was wearing up in France. You didn't see them men walking around with their one ball hanging out? Like it was legal? I think it is legal. It's just one ball and one tit. I think so. I believe so, because somebody else told me that it was like
as long
show
as
one
your
tit.
Nipple is covered.
No, they say you can show a tit, a nipple, and one tit, though. It's only one tit. Yeah, I think you can show one tit and one ball.
Wow.
So I think that's why you're doing all this one stuff, this half of one stuff, because like you can't say that I'm naked if I got one ball covered up, and this is the draw style. So if you still got walking down the street wanting her butt cheeks out, it's a new style, y'all. Cut out a hole in the back of your pants and leave one of your butt cheeks sticking up. Just one. If you can't have two, then that's called PDA. You need just one butt cheek.
Just one. One nipple.
See, Prince has been doing it. He been showing y'all that style. Y'all tripping, boy. Prince been having them chapless cheeks.
Right, but he's still got some areas covered. Just,
right,
just
you see what I'm saying?
About.
Just ass, you know? So if you wouldn't want to, you know, because...
I may go into the bathroom really easily for you, lady. Wait,
can you have one vagina lip hanging out?
Maybe. If you got one, it's got to be one, whatever you need, just one.
I've always been jealous how men could just go to the bathroom so fast.
You know, so if you want to wear...
Just start having my...
They have a female cup. You bend it. It's like a funnel. You bend it, and you stick it in your lip.
I'm not interested in doing that.
No, we want to be ass as chat.
Yeah.
We want to walk around.
This on the toilet is just pee. All
right, let's go to topic here. Jenna, if you had a penis for a day, what would you do?
Pee everywhere.
Yes, I think I would pee on everybody.
Me too.
Why?
Because
it just comes out.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it does. Mm-mm. I just want to stick it out my car window and pee.
And then the pee gonna come back on you?
No, I didn't say I was moving by.
And then
someone is
gonna call the police
on
you for putting out your penis,
so
and you're gonna get Pee Wee Herman.
I think I want to get head from a female. Dudes always talking about how head feels good. If I had a penis for a day, come suck my dick. Come lick all my balls.
Yeah.
Unless they're good.
That would be gay.
No.
Would you have to have a girl do it?
Because
I don't think a man
I don't think I know any
guys
like that.
You better find your gay man. He'll come around there. He'll get on that she-male. You trying to be a she-male.
I don't want to be a she-male.
You'll be a she-male.
I just want to see what it's like to have a dick for a day. And I don't want a little dick either. Please, oh, God.
Hey, you can't
dick for one day.
How you gonna pay a guy for have a penis for one day? Because
if I have a penis for one day, I don't want no small penis.
Get a girth. A girth.
Right, I just said I wanted head from a female. If I got a small penis, I'm not giving head to a small penis. If it does not fill my mouth,
would you give head to a woman with a penis?
No,
this whole
situation is abnormal here.
Having
a penis for a day, so.
They're trying to give head to
female. If you're female and you're watching this, or even listening.
Are you female? Come out. Female, come out.
No.
Dad, do you want to meet you?
What would you do if you had a penis for a day, or what do you do if you do have a penis? Like, are you a female and you have a female sex penis? Like, how does that go? Somebody please inform
me. We're just looking for a female. Bring out the female. There you at? All you females that got titties and penises, come on out. You guys are looking for you so they can see how it works.
Like, what if you find this fuck at the top? Okay. Like, what if you're actually fine as fuck and a man hollers at you and you don't disclose that you're a guy downstairs and you get him into
that
bed and get killed or fucked really good?
That happens
right?
Everywhere.
Some guys are just like, you know what? Fuck it. You got titties. And just go in the butt.
And then some guy scream out, and then punch you in the face and then shoot you in the mouth.
Shoot you in your mouth.
So please, all of that movie we're watching, All About the Money, when that dude went into the room with that girl that he thought was a girl and was groping all on her butt, and then when he whipped out that penis and he jumped out the window. My homie jumped out the window screaming bloody murder. I thought somebody was trying to get him, you know. So that was a very funny movie. So crazy things done this year as we're going into the next year. You know, if you started doing butt stuff, congratulations, man. You new butt player. Welcome to the butt world. You know, go get on these websites. You know, if you are new to the trying to get new experiences in your life, go ahead on and get to some sex toys, some shops, talk to your partners, you know, talk about what you would like to experience. Like me, I would like to have some midgets walking around with some nacho cheese on the head, you know.
With guacamole and nacho cheese.
Yeah.
And salsa.
Yeah.
Some tips for you ladies to boost your man's self-confidence, compliment your man before and after. And the thing about it is, like me and Snoopy was saying, if the sex wasn't good, be honest with them and let them know what they could improve in. Don't sit there and lie to them, because the next time you have sex, you're going to turn around and do the same thing.
The October Beer Fest costume.
Oh, God. Is the penis on or something?
No, it's just the October Beer Fest costume. They got
Oompa Loompas.
They got all kind of costumes for men. You know, you could be Tarzan, you can be a gladiator, you could be Caesar, you know, so dress up for your woman, you know what I'm saying? Go in the room, put on your weird cowboy hat or something, come
that
out.
That's
one
of the Mexican hints over here, man.
Look at that, even got jail burglars for you women that like some
yes.
Thickies.
Who's watching?
Get the handcuffs to go with it. Go ahead and have sex with your jail burglars.
Or if you
might have
your man or your female, handcuff them to the bed.
And leave them there with some honey, and they open the windows. Yeah. That way, some bees can come in that bitch. Have y'all never seen that movie? They did that on, forgot the name. I didn't know the name of that movie. They got some of the bee with honey. Shit. Forgot the name of the movie. They played them. Had all kind of bees and bugs all over his penis. They did some freaky stuff. You know, get you some honey, get some stuff, the lickable stuff.
Some pants that rip off.
Some rippable stuff. Get them off.
They do have edible panties in the bras for females. I don't know how it tastes. They say that the panties taste
like
a
wax,
fruit roll-up.
Like wax, like cheap wax.
Yeah, like it's not a good fruit roll-up. So get you some fruit roll-ups
and make a jump off. Them on your ass.
And get some brushers and put it right above the lip.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
don't let it go anywhere.
You got some big fat lips, put them on the inside. Right down in there.
Bust in your vagina.
Are you small vagina, guys? Just get the fruit roll-ups. Just that's it. Just strap them, lick them a little bit, and stick them to your bone ass. That's about it. You know. What else we got?
Oh,
shit. Okay. So now, guys, for toys, you know, there's not many toys for you guys, besides pocket pussies and little vagina thingies that look like little. I don't know. It's just weird looking. If any guys have ever had like these half of bodied vagina things you have sex with, it just looks so damn weird. Why is it so weird looking? It's just like, I don't know. They're not sexy like women toys. It's just like, you feel like a pervert when you just like go buy a butt.
Or a full sex doll, or they even have the girth things like we said last.
I want a sex robot. How about that? Can I have like a robot that just like automatically look like a person I can control?
Robots
like
are gonna kill us all.
You know and that, that's how they want to get it in there. First they're gonna start it off with little toys and little dogs and little cute stuff, and they're gonna say, how about a robot partner? Because they've been made a robot partner like 15 years ago.
They have a blow up male doll costume, y'all.
A blow up male doll. Oh, that's for you women who be lonely at night, cuddle up.
But wait, no, it's the actual male in there. It's something
you
wear
to a bachelor party.
But see, for females, they do. something that's a little bit better than a blow up doll, they do have a penis that it's a dildo, but it actually does ejaculate. Because, you know, a lot of women get off on men ejaculating. So you put, like, I don't know what it is, but it's a liquid that comes out of the tip. So a lot of women who do like.
Pre-semen.
Yeah. It's very weird, and you press the button when you're ready for it to happen. It is
somebody that put pre-seam in them doll and got people just looking on it.
It's like, okay, you know how they have the half
probably,
of women.
Come out pregnant.
Probably cow
yeah.
pee-seam.
You know how they have the half of women for the guys, the vagina and the butt? It's just like that for women with a penis and a butt. So they are really, they pushing it. Like.
So I found out the other day, like, how they, most of the time they get on. What's up? Most of the time how they get antibiotics and stuff like that. What they do is, they inject the animal with the disease, and then they draw its blood out. And then, so if you get any of these type of infections going on, just know that you're going to be cured with animal blood.
So if you have an STD.
And New Year's, for this New Year's, y'all, there's a lot of diseases going around in the world. Please
yeah.
start scrapping up. I know they came out with that new pill to stop AIDS and all that. That doesn't mean just run out there and go
yeah.
stick it in AIDS. But.
And another thing, if you ask your partner to get tested before you have sex, that should not offend them. If you care about
them
not that much to have unprotected sex with them that far into your relationship and you ask them to be tested and they're not for it, that should be a sign that you need to leave. Do not.
Anybody who refuses to get a checkup,
you need
to leave
just
right now. I remember I was talking to some young guys one time about doing the music thing, and then they were like, oh, yeah, man, I'm just fucking a whole bunch of hoes. And I was like, so you just going to go fuck a whole bunch of hoes and you know, not care about if you kept them? Oh, God, you were about to run. I said, no, that's what's wrong. That's why you turn, you die, and your dick turned purple and all kind of shit, because y'all are too afraid to ask a pretty girl if she got her shit. Do you know that one in every four females that you hang out with most likely got disease?
Yeah.
And if you think she's the prettiest one, probably the one that got it, so you're going to try to holler at the beautiful one, because everybody has that, the beautiful girl, and she's the one that's hormone gout
yes.
in the cat.
I don't like your closest friends.
No, you can't get gout.
Two of them that has.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, I know a couple of guys that I knew that caught some shit, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Antibiotics can't cure everything.
Yeah, antibiotics won't cure everything. You know, some things will carry on for life. And scrap up. Get tested.
Like
your
girl, she said,
wrap it up before you smack it up. Pull it down.
Let's make a 2018 trend. Everybody go get tested. The
everybody
second day of January, because the first day they might be closed. So the second day of January 2nd, everybody go get tested. So you know you're starting this new year off clean and right.
The clinic needs a day off, too.
They had the first off.
I'm tired of seeing all y'all dirty people up in there bringing all y'all germs
keep
up
y'all
in there.
2017 diseases to yourself.
And
even if y'all have chlamydia the first time and then you catch the second and the third time, understand your doctor isn't supposed to judge you, but they're judging you.
I'm going to judge you coming here 6 times with the same damn time from the doc. I'm itching again. What do you mean again?
If you have chlamydia from somebody, or if you have anything from somebody and you get cured, that person has to be treated as well. Don't keep it to yourself and just keep getting retreated. You have to let that person know. Even if you're scared they're going to leave you alone, let them know. I would rather have somebody leave me alone than constantly go through this thing, because little do y'all know, chlamydia fucks with more than just your vagina. So.
Yep, and that's what the world needs to know.
There's
a whole lot of things going on when you go with sex. Sex is fun, it is great, it's a great sport, but you got to do it safely, just like any other sport. You can't go out there on the football field without a helmet, so why would you go in the pussy without a helmet? You know what I'm saying? Strap up, I'll get wrapped up, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you're going to catch something that you can't get rid of and nobody going to want you because you got that gout.
I don't think you can get gout in your vagina.
I didn't say gout. I said
you got gout.
Nah.
So it's like, I want to go, I'm going to hit the yeah with the yeah. That's New Orleans talk if nobody knows. I'm going to go get my little yeah and we're going to yeah.
So if somebody tell you, yo, she got that, then you already know what that means.
If your homeboy is telling you that, back up. If your homeboy fucks with somebody,
if he's clapping while you hollering at the girl, back up. You hear me? He's not egging you on saying,
he's on a file. 50 Give that girl 50 feet.
If you know these guys out here burning, itching girls and whatnot, throw the yellow flag to your homegirl while she would have come to him.
Or if they're constantly just saying, And if a nigga is only smoking weed and drinking Hennessy and you're trying to fuck with them, please understand that they're not going to have no stamina.
No stamina.
Liquor
got it messed up.
Like, have y'all ever just,
stink.
Yes, have y'all ever just looked at somebody and you're like, oh my God, he's probably smelling like dirty bong water? Like, have y'all ever looked at somebody and said that? Hey, Brandon, hey,
Beth.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people you can look at and tell that they just stink, you know? And then when you get closer to them, you just smell it. Just the, in a personal space.
This is about a sex podcast for anybody who doesn't know.
Make sure that you wash your areas real clean. Real clean. Before you have sex, it is a wise thing to take a shower. You know, don't have myself, oh, I didn't do nothing. I just been inside all day because your hot box is hot.
Let me ask y'all something. I have to take a shower before I have sex just to make myself feel better. Like,
damn right. It's a good thing.
You know, but a lot of people just, like, they get off work and they immediately have sex. Like, I don't know.
People.
I understand that people can do that, but I cannot.
They must not be having oral sex, because if you want me to listen to you all day,
I don't want the dirty balls in my mouth.
What makes it? I don't taste out. So get your blood out there, piss out, bro. You come straight from out the basketball court and get it in.
If y'all have any opinions about this, y'all comment.
And for you fellas who ever, like, you know, you ever stink, homie, you stink. If you got hairy balls,
yes.
If your ass is hairy, if you got hairy underarms, you got hairy chest, hairy back, you stink. You are a stinky, hairy person. You smell like a bear. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to play it off like you all clean and smooth. No, you stink. Somewhere there is some kind of odor that's holding on to your hair, and it is funky. So
I would rather give oral sex to a man who smells like a bar of soap. If it don't smell like that, I'm sorry. Like, we immediately smell it. If we going down your stomach, we'll smell it right then and there.
Yeah, how you think it is for the men? See, we ain't even got to get to your stomach.
Ladies,
so we take your pants off, we smell it.
Ladies, you know you're sitting in yourself all day. Like, for a female.
Trying to act like your shit clean.
Yes, for females who have a lot of just regular discharge, just like anything. Like, everybody knows the vagina isn't always dry. So, for a lot of people who have that, go home and clean it. Like, don't leave it. If anybody is watching and has a bad story or any opinions, y'all comment. Brandon, I see you laughing at us.
And if a coochie discharging, go ahead to the doctor, see what the hell's going on.
But don't be using all that summer Eve stuff thinking it's about to help you. Don't shove it out.
Gotta get that massive care.
It is not massive summer care. Mass in a gel.
No, that is what it's called.
You got your care? What does that say?
Massive care.
Show your Jeep. I show you a big thing, and then the cookie steak is going to fish tank, fish tank.
Oh my God. But the brand is Massina Gel. It is a douche.
Hey, and I went in there, because he said Massive Gel, so I went in the store looking for Massive Care, and I had never seen it, so I had called my wife, and I was like, I don't see no Massive Care in here. She was like, it ain't been Massive Care when he said it in the song.
If somebody needs Massive Care, bitch, go to the doctor. Get over the show. And even so, what we said in the beginning of the show, if you're fucking somebody and you got white chunks on that man's dick, that is not nuts.
That is
yeast infection.
Look at that smoke. Y'all up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Has something wrong with her vagina.
The vagina should not be smelling like old milk. You know what I'm saying? If it smells like sour milk.
You know something's wrong. Stick your hands down there. It don't let nobody
get
there.
But don't get wrong. Some women be like, oh, I don't smell nothing. And so, fellas, it's up to you to put your finger in there and put it in her face. Say, huh, smell that. Smell it. You know, I don't smell that. Baby, smell like old yesterday cheese. Smell it. You know what I'm saying? You wonder why cats are afraid of cucumbers.
Yeah. And what? Cats are afraid of cucumbers. I don't know why. That was random.
It was a random thing, you know? Cats are afraid of
back
cucumbers.
To Summer's Eve comment. Summer's Eve does not always clean you. It does not. All that perfume and shit will throw your pH balance off. You'll sit down and have a whole bunch of extra shit that is not needed.
No. And using a whole lot of douches and it's just not working. Please, resort to the doctor. The doctor may have some extra strength Massive Care.
Beth said you better get that shit pressure washed.
Oh. Pressure, hit it with the steamroller, baby.
They do have a Yanni cleaner where you sit over the steamer and it cleans out your vagina and detoxes.
Like a Yeti pod for your nose?
Yes.
Good Lord, they make all kinds of stuff for y'all
pot.
Women.
Yeah. It's called a yoni pot. You silver and it steams your vagina.
So for all your loose pussy bitches, get you some motherfucking yoni pot.
Well, you understand. Cold water and hot does throw up your pH balance.
And if your coochie look like roast beef, sorry, ain't nothing we can do for it.
No.
Yeah, you just call
and
that for
Dr. Miami does reduce labias. He does.
Oh, okay. So you can get some mouth picking off.
Yes, I watched
one.
Surgery.
For
I watched
thing.
One.
I watched women put fat cells inside their vagina to make it smaller. That's what they're doing. They're taking it out their butt and putting it on the inside so that way their vagina hole could be smaller and tight instead of having a wide open cervix.
And if you do have a fat vagina, I mean, they do liposuction for that. But if you have a fat cat, embrace that shit.
Because skinny vaginas suck.
Yeah, there's skinny bitches out here that buy the fake camel toe thing. It literally looks like a vagina, and they put
they
it in
they got camel toe pants now. I see people wearing that. They got camel toe pants.
And
they
people trying to hide their camel toe, and people trying to
and people
right,
trying to show their
camel
toe. If you got that real camel toe,
hey, can
pop, it, pop, pop it off.
Right.
Show us your
camel toe.
Send us your pictures of your camel toe. How about that? You got a real camel toe? Sure. We don't want to see your pictures of your fake camel toe. We want to see real camel toes. This is going to be the trend of 2018. I just said that I think this year is going to be the year of everybody showing their stuff. Some guys wearing tight pants to show their penises and women wearing monkey lips and butt presses. So if you down with the showing your stuff, get it ready because it's going to be the year to show it off.
Let me ask something. For women with big cats, when you go to Victoria's Secret, the panties might fit you everywhere else except for in the front. It might be a little too
that's
slim.
That's for the skinny
and
girl.
And your lips be hanging out. I'm like, it's
that's for the skinny
long.
Girl.
Like, I'm so mad because I don't try panties on in Victoria's Secret.
I didn't know they let me try them.
I wouldn't try my panties on. I had
home,
a panty store.
Right. I go home, I wash them, and then I try them on, and then I'm pissed off because I can't bring them back because
right,
the bag pops off.
Right, because you already put your vagina in there,
right.
And you can do about it.
So stop
going to Victoria's Secret if you don't weigh 100 pounds or less. Because it's not for you. They don't make the big-ass shit.
I don't need the big-ass shit. I wear large and most of it's 60.
And then your vagina is hanging out. One of your lips is hanging out.
No, it's not. I can't pull it out, but it's not. Some of them do fit.
For the women who like to wear lingerie, if your lingerie is going into your curves or inside your roll, there's not... It's not just stop. Do not try to put on all of this good-looking stuff, and then when you come out, you just look like a bag of chips. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it.
Is it for
everybody? Get some, what they call the things, the little halter top thingies that you throw over the little draping gowns or whatever.
Teddy?
Oh, that's what it's called, a teddy. Get you a teddy. Wear that. That's kind of cute, the teddy with some
if you
draws,
are big,
things
if you are
on.
Big, we are not... against it at all, like embrace your sexiness.
Don't want
stuff that
don't
fit.
Don't want stuff that don't fit. We want you to embrace you.
It's like if you're a size 22, don't put on a size 16.
You know what I'm saying? And dudes, don't try to go buy a goddamn Magnum knowing you wear lifestyle.
Hey, and.
You know, if you're a lifestyler, go ahead on a lifestyle.
I got my whole family
you know what
watching this.
So don't go ahead, don't put on the Magnums knowing that they're going to slide off or they're going to disappear in the middle of sex and now you're pregnant.
I've heard stories of women getting condoms lost in them and had to go to the hospital and get it removed.
That's when you're trying to wear condoms. That's too big.
But apparently a man wore the Magnum. It got stuck up in there and he didn't know it and put on another condom and then another condom and then another. And they literally
that sounds like two stupid people having
right.
sex.
Right. Yes. Like if
you lose the first condom, when do you stop and say, hey, Where did it go?
I guess he didn't want to tell her or something. I don't know. But my point is you would feel condoms in you.
And you can feel the difference when there's no condom on and there's a condom on.
Right. But, well, I guess the condoms were in her, so she couldn't feel if he didn't have one on.
There's just so much openness in that she wasn't feeling it anyway. And that's how it fell off because Google juice went inside of it. It slid it off.
If you're that wet,
and that wet is that open.
Or if you have a big, like, there's no reason your condom should be open.
Slide, no.
Yes, for somebody else's juices. The whole point of the condom is to protect.
Maybe you need to go get a penis girth. See, got the eyes. They enlarge penises too. They do that. I watched Adam Sandler, his partner did it. They got their penis enlarged, so that's the new thing for 2018. Go get your penis enlarged.
They do
that
penis
condom. I don't know if they work, but you know, hey. So, we're going to be back there, go to some more music, and we'll see y'all in a little bit. This is the Adult
Sex Podcast.
Saturday night turn up. Thanks,
yeah.
Potter.
Sexy, but you can't touch it.
You can't touch this.
Situation, and sometimes I know you get impatient, but you don't put on a show to get ovations, take it to court and go through litigations, and I respect your gangster, treat you like a princess and put some on your neck to thank you. She's my pinch hitter. When it's starting line up ain't playing right, I come off the bench with her. It might sound like I'm gassing ya, but it takes time to get from the backseat to the passenger. We've been creeping and sneaking just to keep it from leaking. We so deep in our freaking that we don't sleep on the weekend. Wifey, a little bit of tight. Wonder why I keep coming home in the middle of the night.
Podcast, let me know. I mean, on the.
So we down to our last minute left. We want to say Merry Late Christmas, Happy New Year's. Eve, we love y'all.
Be safe. Bye bye, 2017.
Hello, 2018.
new beginning.
New everything, just, you know, just get life together.
It's gotta be black.
You know, get life together and let's bring it to the new year.
Enjoy it. Mind y'all business. Go into the new year. Get tested before you have sex with anybody.
Yes, Lord, please do. And make sure that when you do it with your partners, talk to each other, let each other know how you feel about everything, you know.
Communicate.
Yes,
always let them know what you want to do and what you're down to do. If you're not comfortable with anal, men, don't force it.
Bye. Know about spicing up your love life and doing things freaky in the room, but you don't know what to do.
Ejaculate.
Put your kids to sleep and grab a glass of wine.
What you miss last week?
Orgasm.
Pull a lifeless body out of your closet.
Yeah.
I got the door. And even getting fingered while supposedly getting a regular massage.
Yeah.
And I thought you said something about fisting as well.
Yeah.
One lady had a whole fist stuck in her vagina.
My mind's telling me no.
Sugar Jay.
Come.
Crazy beat.
My body telling me yes. Yeah. Yes, or maybe how you knocked me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak.
Make sure to stay tuned in for next week.
We're doing this all late.